This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show
Palestinians made their way through Khan Yunis on Thursday following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. The residents were told to leave immediately for their safety and go to a humanitarian zone in El Mawasi. Elderly women on wheelchairs, sleeping children carried by their mothers, and others on donkey carts flee Khan Yunis. Them say they have fled several times. Israel's Supreme Court has convened again to consider a petition to shut down a military prison where soldiers have been accused of abusing Palestinian detainees. Court met Wednesday as new information surfaced about an alleged sexual assault of a prisoner, including a video purporting to show that attack. Five soldiers are accused of acts of sodomy against a detainee. Their arrest prompted angry protests by right-wing hardliners. A lawyer for the soldiers say they deny the accusations. Russian forces were battling Ukrainian troops for a third day Thursday after they smashed through Russian border in Kursk region.
Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results. He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as a, quote, major provocation.
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No.
The White House said the United States, Ukraine's biggest backer, had no prior knowledge of the attack and would seek more details from Kyiv.
And that is Reuters correspondent.